It's 2:40 p.m. Philippine Standard Time. This is Omar WJ Show. Omar WJ speaking. I just looked at the CO2 levels at Mauna Loa Observatory online, and it says 415.9 parts per million. So I don't know why it goes up and down. I mean, it was it's three less than the last time I saw it. Three parts per million. So let's see, it's 31 now in Sibagat, where I am, and 60% chance of rain today, which is nothing new. Weather here is usually just hot and hotter, though it does cool off every night. Big news. Well, over there in Afghanistan, there's 4 million drug addicts right now. And I read that on Al Jazeera. And then I did some Googling, and there's 7 million in Pakistan. Most of the opium comes out of Afghanistan, because the farmers, it's only way they can make any money is growing opium or growing poppies. This guy Ethan Crumbley, God's curses upon his name, shot four of his classmates, or four people at his school. I don't remember when, but he's not getting out of jail or out of prison anytime soon. His parents are going to be tried for involuntary manslaughter, and I'm going to pay attention to that. They bought him a 9mm Sig Sauer on his birthday, and then, well, I guess later on they found out that, you know, he'd written all this stuff, how he hates life, et cetera, et cetera. Let's see. I'm going to look at the AP news. I haven't really looked at it today. Kevin McCarthy's out of a job. Bus crash across lagoon from Venice's historic center kills some people. Five people were wounded in a shooting after a homecoming event at Morgan State University in Baltimore. I guess all I could do is, I guess I could talk about shootings all day long. Cleanup from Maui fires complicated by island's logistical challenges, cultural significance. The picture looks pretty bad there. Cleanup of areas destroyed in the Maui wildfires could end up being one of the most complex to date, federal officials said, given the island's significant cultural sites, its rich history, including a royal residence and possibly remains of people who died in the disaster. The first stage of the cleanup started in late August with around 200 Environmental Protection Agency workers in white protective gear removing toxic household debris from Upper Kula and the town of Lahaina, including gas cylinders, pesticides, fertilizers, and battery packs used in solar power. They have monitored the air quality and sampled for heavy metals and asbestos. The EPA is going to hand over responsibility this month or next month to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which will oversee removing the remaining debris over the next 6 to 12 months. $400 million has been budgeted. This suspect charged in rapper Tupac Shakur's fatal shooting will appear in a court in Las Vegas. I guess he got himself convicted because of his big mouth. Oh, 7.5 million chickens in an effort to contain bird flu. Okay. Okay, be careful. I'll miss you while you're gone. Do you want to be interviewed for my podcast?
No, thank you.
Okay. My oldest daughter is leaving. John Gordon, artist who helped design Packers' distinctive G team logo, dies at age 83. The Green Bay Packers, they're a community-owned professional football team. I am not a fan. Not really a fan of pro football at all. Sorry to share. Taiwan indicts two Communist Party members accused of colluding with China to influence elections. Say it isn't so. I lived over there in Taipei for 5 years. I don't know how well I was living. My first son was born over there. Joan Baez has songs to sing and secrets to tell in her new documentary. And so what's up with sports? Oh, who cares? Just American baseball. I don't think you care about that. Got some good news. A 9-year-old who vanished from New York State Park found safe. She was kidnapped by some 40-something piece of work. God's curses upon his name. Flights canceled and schools closed as Taiwan braces for Typhoon K-O-I-N-U. Tropical Storm Philippe pelts Northeast Caribbean with heavy rains and forces schools to close. Oh, in California, reservoirs are now at 128% of national average. Let me see what's on Google News. I like Al Jazeera better. Let's see, millions are in love with Metallica and Black Sabbath. I just thought they were great jokes. I don't know who said that. Keith Richards. He has a soft spot for AC/DC. I did read Keith Richards' autobiography. I don't know if it was ghostwritten, but it's not too bad. It's worthwhile reading. After I read it, I have more respect for the Rolling Stones and for Keith Richards. Bed bug panic sweeps Paris as infestations soar before 2024 Olympics. This is from the BBC. My goodness. A plague of bedbugs has hit Paris and other French cities, provoking a wave of insectophobia and raising questions about health and safety during next year's Olympic Games. That's broadly how the phenomenon has been described in the French and now international news media. In part, it is true, but in another part, it isn't. What is the case that the number of bed bug sightings has increased over the last weeks? Let's see. So where am I? Oh, I'm in the Philippines. I started playing my sax outdoors, then the fans came. When your rehearsal space is the bank of Hudson, is the bank of the Hudson River, you're going to get some fans. And this is the New York Times. They have a paywall. Let's see. I want to sneeze. Shark encounter in Maui creates caution for beachgoers. The water is warm enough to swim in. There's going to be sharks. On Maui, warning signs are posted from Hukipa to Baldwin Beach Park after a woman encountered a shark this Monday afternoon. The Department of Land and Natural Resources said the woman told authorities she was surfing when she saw a 10 to 12 foot Galapagos shark. She said the shark bit her board and launched her into the air. Officials said she landed on the shark, which then bit through her board leash. She is able to get back on her board and swim to shore with minor scrapes. Well, good for her. Many scientists don't want to tell the truth about climate change. Here's why. This is WBUR. Icebergs near Greenland. Climate change is having... Okay. Global warming will soon pass the oft-mentioned target of 1.5 degrees Celsius or centigrade, as people often say in the USA. I prefer centigrade because I know how warm it is. 37 degrees is your body temperature. 100 degrees centigrade is boiling. Zero is freezing. When I was a kid living up in the upper Midwest, left there in 1979, we used to start doing things when it was 0 degrees Fahrenheit. And I'm laughing because chess pro Hans Niemann calls Mexico a failed society as poor Wi-Fi costs him match. Hans Niemann is the one who's supposed to have cheated against Magnus Carlsen over the board. And then then it comes out that he cheated against other people, and him and Magnus Carlsen and chess.com and maybe Hikaru. I can't remember his first name or if that's his last name. They keep on calling him Hikaru all the time. He's number one fast blitz player in the world, so it seems I heard. Let me look at Alternet. Alternet often has very good news. So it's all about the reality TV president, the 45th president of the United States. That's just entertainment, and it's bad entertainment for me because it just makes me sick. Let's see, DW.com, and then Al Jazeera. Okay. Cambodia bars right livelihood winners from travel to awards. Wow. Schoolgirl reportedly in coma after security assault. The women in Iran don't want to wear the hijab anymore. They're tired of the being second-class citizens until I lived in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. I did not fully understand about gender. And I mean, that sounds nuts, but until you see what it's like over there, let's see, I'll talk to my wife and ask her opinion about that. She doesn't have much of an opinion about a lot of things, except the way I treat my son, our son. And she doesn't like my mustache. I like to just grow it out and just comb it. Let's see, Al Jazeera. We burn mosquito coils here, and it kind of gives me a little bit of a cold. Here we go. Al Jazeera. If it's news, it's on Al Jazeera. I think they do a good job with the news. And, so it's slowly coming up. Oh, Catalan Carrico, Drew Weissman won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for their mRNA vaccines for the SARS-CoV-2 virus. I know that I haven't been very sick from COVID-19, and I've gotten the viruses. I mean the vaccines. Excuse me. It seems like Al Jazeera has changed their lineup. Okay. Let's see what they say about the African healthcare poses challenges to startups filling the gaps. This is for the economy in Africa. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried's trial. Oh, I'm going to follow that. He had his bail revoked in August, faces multiple charges, money laundering and fraud. The trial of disgraced crypto tycoon Sam Bankman-Fried, F-R-I-E-D, is set to open on October 3rd in New York after a whirlwind year. So they must be having court today. Since the collapse of his cryptocurrency exchange, FTX, and its partner hedge fund Alameda Research in November last year, ex-CEO Bankman-Fried was quickly investigated by federal prosecutors and the SEC, United States Securities Exchange Commission, before he was extradited from the Bahamas in early January. Bankman-Fried now faces multiple money laundering and fraud charges, but prosecutors also allege that he used his $32 billion empire to influence the U.S. political establishment. They first let him live with his parents on $250 million bail. That privilege was revoked after he was accused of witness tampering in August, and he has been lodged in a Brooklyn jail since. It's too bad he got greedy. I don't know what really happened there. I'm going to be looking at that. Oh, and today is International Coffee Day. Brazil is the largest producer of coffee, producing about one-third of global supply. Coffee is one of the most widely consumed beverages in the world, with an estimated 2 billion cups consumed each day. To recognize the work of millions of coffee farmers, producers, and baristas from all over the world, every year on October 1st, the world celebrates International Coffee Day. So I am 3 days late. Excuse me. I'll take a look at that later. I don't want to blather and waste your time. Oh, 20 minutes. Excuse me. So primary mission here is to entertain. Secondary is to instruct. And this is Omar WJ. You can give me feedback on the podcast if you want. There's a thing for it. So I'm going to try to do another podcast tomorrow afternoon. Sometimes there's no electricity here.